From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. The Ministry of Commerce, Planning and Infrastructure asks for an extra $400,000 as it continues to provide local drivers with new electronic license plates. More now from Radio Cayman's April Cummings.
PAH 16, the licensing of drivers and vehicles, was put to finance committee members.
Are there any questions?
Mr. Chairman, I wonder if we can break this down as to what this is for.
Mr. Chairman, this is simply to keep up with the demand for the plates.
Planning Minister the Honorable Joey Hugh told legislators that government underestimated the amount of plates that would be needed, adding that Cayman has seen a major increase in the number of vehicles being licensed. The plates cost about $8 U.S. per plate, and each car needs two. The supplementation appropriation is to purchase enough plates for this year.
We want to ensure that with the continued growth of the country and the amount of vehicles that are being imported, that we have the plates to be able to put on those vehicles, because if we do not budget for them, Mr. Chairman, we can't purchase the plates.
The electronic plates were rolled out in 2017. East End Representative Arden McLean voiced his concerns with the scheme.
This system is not good, not fit for purpose, and we continue to utilize it when we don't even have readers for it as yet. There is at least 40% of the vehicles in this country that still does not have license plates.
Mr. Hugh countered, telling lawmakers the readers are with the police service and, quote, up and running. He added that stationary electronic plate readers will start being installed next month.
One of the issues we have, as you rightly pointed out, that there are vehicles without the new plates, is a distribution issue. We are addressing that now. We will be trying to set up distribution points that we can actually get these plates out. But that is simply the issue, is that we have thousands of plates that have been embossed and are ready to get out, and we just need to get them registered and distributed to the vehicle owners.
Minister for Planning, the Honorable Joey Hugh. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Cayman plays host to the 11th annual Port State Control Officers Seminar, as well as the 6th annual on-the-job training program for the Caribbean Memorandum of Understanding, CMOU, on port state control. Details from Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin.
This year's Port State Control Officers Seminar gives attendees refreshers training on what is required in order to meet the needs of keeping the CMOU functioning properly. As the maritime industry continues to evolve and develop to remain relevant, trainee Marine Inspector for the Maritime Authority Ned Miller says so do the regulations, policies and procedures which govern port state control both regionally and internationally.
This one we're focusing on more advanced training. All the inspectors that have come this round are inspectors have already established themselves, and this is the idea that this training is the next level up from their basic training they would have experienced already on the job.
Attendees also looked at new guidelines and training aimed at eliminating and reducing the amount of garbage being dumped in the sea from ships, preventing the spread of harmful aquatic organisms from one region to another, and halting damage to the marine environment from ballast water discharge, as well as the prescribed standards of construction and emergency equipment for small commercial vessels operating in the Caribbean. Mr. Miller says it's been a really good turnout from the Caribbean, with a total of 24 inspectors taking part.
And then we had an additional 14 inspectors remain on for the on-the-job training, which is a nice high number. We like to see that. Also, we've had some really good turnouts from the ships we've gone on board. They've all been very accommodating for us. They've been very open with us, showing us their systems on board, walking us through their engineering plants, their ballast water management systems, air scrubbers, which is what we're focusing on right now for this seminar.
This year's seminar, held at Cannon Place in Georgetown, saw representatives, member state delegates from Bahamas, Jamaica, Guyana, and Trinidad and Tobago, as well as observer state delegates of Anguilla and St. Martin. Mr. Miller says it's a big honor for Cayman to host this year's event.
It shows that, you know, we're getting recognized internationally as a good place for people, for these inspectors to come to learn, to share their experiences, share their knowledge, and for us all to kind of just share what we have, share what we've learned, and to improve the industry.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Staff of the Workforce Opportunities and Residency Cayman Department got a lesson in compliance during a recent training course. The training focused on areas such as understanding compliance, how to use compliance as a tool to improve work methods, understanding compliance from a customer's perspective, and understanding the various laws, regulations, and policies that affect compliance. Work plans to offer training, learning, and development for their staff, and additional training sessions on various topics in the coming months. Only 9 ships are scheduled to visit Cayman next week, with up to 27,000 passengers. Details from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
No ships are stopping by on Monday, but Tuesday welcomes 4 ships: Carnival Magic, Carnival Miracle, Celebrity Infinity, and Disney Fantasy. Those ships can carry up to 12,800 passengers altogether. Celebrity Edge, Carnival Horizon, and Norwegian Star stopping by on Wednesday with up to 9,000 visitors combined. On Thursday, it's Carnival's Dream and MSC Armonia with up to 5,800 people in total. No ships are scheduled to visit on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. You can find all the ship schedules at caymanport.com. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Shakespeare hit the stage at Dart Park's amphitheater last weekend. Cayman Drama Society's Kirsty O'Sullivan tells Radio Cayman the K-Stage production was a big success.
It was absolutely incredible. We had a beautiful day, a great turnout, and lots of wonderful, wonderful performers sharing their talent.
The open-air production featured more than 50 performers, covering lots of different Shakespearean works, including Romeo and Juliet and A Midsummer Night's Dream. The performers are part of the K-Stage acting classes offered by the CDS for ages 5 and up. And finally, in our news, we take a quick moment now to talk about Cayman's ecosystem services. The Department of Environment's Laura Dombowski recently sat down with CIGTV.
One of our most important ecosystems is the mastic forest, which is an area of dry forest. And this is one of our first habitats. It's one of our primary habitats in Cayman. And it existed long before nearly anything else in Cayman. And the mastic forest itself provides ecosystem services such as carbon storage, and it provides flood protection, and has a really high degree of biodiversity. So there are lots of endemic plants and animals that live there. And it also provides forest trails. So walking through the mastic trail is one of the few things that you can do in Cayman in the shade. And some of the forest trails there have been really important to our heritage. The best thing that the rest of us can do is take a moment to appreciate all the benefits that the environment gives you. Take a second to look at the trees and breathe in the air and really appreciate that these things come from nature and that they're not infinite. So when your politicians and when decision makers are making decisions about the environment, you will have a better appreciation of how they might be affected by those decisions.
You can catch the full interview with the Department of Environment's Laura Dombowski on CIGTV. That is your latest news here on Radio Cayman. I'm Shanta Gallego.